Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. While news of vaccines on the horizon signal hope, some analysts think a sizable chunk of the economy has been damaged permanently by COVID-19, with more layoffs and business closures projected in 2021. Is that really the case, though? International entrepreneur and author of Winning at Entrepreneurship, Insider's Tips on Buying, Building, and Selling Your Own Business, Rod Robertson, says not necessarily. Thank you for joining me.
Vicki, we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Rod, what do young people aspiring to be business leaders need to do to make a big jump that would, in other eras, take them much longer?
For me, the young people, the devastation that's wreaked havoc that we hear about every day, the elections, the negative economy, all the negative press. I mean, it's rattling all everybody's cages. But for the young people, they should be happy with, because the playing field ahead of them is being cleared out of the deadwood. You know, things are going to go so fast now, driven by technology, and the young people are much more tech than the middle age or the elders who hold the reins of businesses, fortunately or unfortunately. But their wait for rapid promotion and becoming a real key component in the business are wide open now.
What types of businesses do you think will provide the best opportunities for entrepreneurs in the next 5 to 10 years?
Looking at it all, everything's going to be tech-driven, even old businesses. Look at the furniture business, my God. They've had a pivot with the best of them, the strongest, to everything's being delivered at home. Everyone working at home needs home setups. Who would have thought that furniture business, an old staid industry, has jumped ahead? So virtually all businesses that are going to survive are going to pivot. And there was a study out last week that was stating that there has been, in 5 months, there has been a 10-year leap forward in e-commerce and everything to do coming through the front door and, you know, visiting face-to-face. We all know the drill by now, but it's happening, and it's all about technology.
So how can business owners or management teams pivot quickly, as you said, during these troubled and uncertain times?
Well, even like at my firm, our investment bank, I understood I was like the emperor without clothes, and meaning that the young people understood. They were shocked at what I didn't know, and all of my peers, what we don't know about technology, the new pivot that's happening. And, you know, we're very, very good at what we had, but we need the young people as much as they need us now. So there's a lot of this reverse mentorship going on. And for the people that have been in business for a long time, let us all listen to the young, because they are going to be the future. And usually, you know, they would be batting below hatches for a long time, but they're on deck now, and they're going to be pushing and shoving. And if we don't get in the groove with them, they're going to be taking our jobs.
I'm speaking with Rod Robertson, author of Winning at Entrepreneurship, Insider's Tips on Buying, Building, and Selling Your Own Business. Rod, how has remote work affected many companies in terms of production and cohesiveness?
Oh, another favorite subject. Bill Gates came out last week, and he was talking about the new reality. One-third of people out there are going to still go to the office 8 to 5 or whatever they were doing. Another third, flex time, in and out, unsupervised. And then the other third, unsupervised at home for sure. And what about those people at home? You know, studies are coming out all the time. 50% of the people that are working at home are way below their performance valuations of when they were under the foot at boss and they were at work and they're at home. They're getting up late. They're taking yoga at lunch. You know, they're scoring off a little bit, and they got to pay the price for that. So there's going to be a lot of cuts for people at home. And everyone's got to be careful. 2021 is going to be a year for repositioning board meetings all over the country for medium to small to big businesses, and they are putting bullseyes on the back of the people that are working at home who aren't producing.
What advice would you give to an owner whose business is headed toward failure and wants to sell it?
I've taught at the Harvard Business School a lot of different places, and I teach about crash and burns and the major mistakes that owners make when their business isn't doing well and it looks like it could be terminal, or it's just they can't find a way out of it. And every month they're borrowing more from the bank, and there's, you know, they're keeping their employees too long because it's too painful to let them over. You have to bring an outside advisor in, check your rigging, look around the company, and make some fast decisions. I mean, and if it looks like, and you have a consensus of smart people who aren't enamored or in love with the business that are telling you, it looks like the business is in a dire straits. You have to package it and sell the assets off of the business, and what you can do, or face, you know, a slide into Chapter 11. And you really don't want to do that. And I know so many business owners, you know, are signed up personally with the bank and everything. You have to protect the home base, and you have to protect your family. So you have to make strong, quick decisions for the people that have a legacy business that's not going to thrive in the new world.
What would you tell older workers who lose their jobs 10 or more years away from retirement?
These people, and hey, it could be everyone in my age group, I'm telling you, it's not all bad. What we're doing is we've been clumping along, doing our thing, but now it's time, you know what? Let's learn about technology from the young people. Let's get really alert to what we're doing. And maybe you don't have to be a full-time employee now. Maybe you can be a gig employee. Say you love 30% of your job, 20% is painful, and 50% is boring. Let's get rid of that 70%. Focus on what you're really good at, that 30, 40%. Become a consultant, and everyone's taking on these people. They don't want full-time employees. They want people they can plug and play with. So if you have multiple gigs, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It can make life a lot of fun, and you can do what you want to do and have the freedom to express yourself and share everything you've learned over the years with other generations. So for us, at the twilight of our careers or on the backstretch, let's make ourselves useful to the rest of the world and to all the people out there.
I've been speaking with Rod Robertson, author of Winning at Entrepreneurship, Insider's Tips on Buying, Building, and Selling Your Own Business. Rod, any last thoughts, and how can people get your book?
You know what? They can get my, I have a couple books out there. You can go to any site and just put my name up there, Rod Robertson. I wrote The Human Vector that just came out, a great, interesting book about running a business in the lean fashion, and then my book, Winning at Entrepreneurship, to teach you how to grow and do your business. But I say for everyone, you know what? We're going to clean the playing field in 2021. And for those of us that are alert and in the game, we're going to do just fine. America's a great country, and we're going to outproduce and do everything better than these rest of the people that are out there squawking.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Big pleasure. Thanks, Vicki.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.